He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail again today. So how about having the same old seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. Well, sir, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too. And now that you're here and comfortably settled, they're going to start off this little outdoor get-together of ours. So just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
Smokey went a-coatin' and he did ride on. Smokey went a-coatin' and he did ride, a sword and pistol by his side. And he rode up to Mrs. Mouse's door. He rode up to Mrs. Mouse's door, and he knocked so hard that he made it roar. Oh, he took Mrs. Mousey on his knee. He took Mrs. Mousey on his knee. He said, Mrs. Mousey, won't you marry me? And now before I can answer that, now just before I can answer that, I'll have to see my Uncle Rat. Now what will the wedding supper be? What will the wedding supper be? Two blue beans and a black-eyed pea. Now a little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf. A little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf. If you want any more, just sing it yourself, cause I'm tired.
Froggy went a-courtin'. That's a real fine song, isn't it? Now, today, for this last get-together, friends, that we're having for a while under the old pine tree, we want to salute all of Smokey Bear's junior forest rangers. You know, they're the boys and girls who are helping Smokey prevent forest fires. They're on Smokey's team, and they've got a special certificate and a membership card to prove it. Now, all of these junior forest rangers have to take a pledge, which I think everyone ought to take. It goes like this. I give my pledge as an American to save and faithfully to defend from waste the natural resources of my country, its soil and minerals, its forests, waters, and wildlife. Those words are full of meaning, aren't they, friend? And when the boys and girls have taken that conservation pledge and have become members of Smokey Bear's Junior Forest Rangers Club, they go to work preventing forest fires. And what a wonderful job they're doing. I know, because Smokey Bear has told me so. And I've got some further proof, too. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Right now, would you like to hear about the adventures of a little friend of mine? He's Guffy the Goofy Gobbler. Guffy the Goofy Gobbler was silly as a clown. He'd come in for breakfast when the sun was going down. All of the other turkeys would use his feeding tray. And if he just came near it, they'd chase him right away. But Guppy didn't mind at all when he kept getting thinner. For when Thanksgiving came, they picked the fat ones out for dinner. So Guffy, the goofy gobbler, should really get three cheers. Now just let him stay goofy, and he'll live 100 years. But Guffy didn't mind at all when he kept getting thinner. For when Thanksgiving came, they picked the fat ones out for dinner. So Guffy, the goofy gobbler, should really get three cheers. Now just let him stay goofy, and he'll live 100 years. Yes, sir. He might live to be 100 years old. Of course, that's doing it the hard way, you know, starving himself to death. But we were talking about Smokey's Junior Forest Rangers and the good work they're doing. For instance, a mother of two children in Albuquerque, New Mexico, had this to say. Since our children have become junior forest rangers, they keep sharp eyes on their fathers and my cigarettes on our many camping trips. Consequently, we parents have grown more careful ourselves. And from Modesto, California, came this word from another mother. It's amazing how much more alert children are than grown-ups. Since Scotty promised to help Smokey, there never is a cigarette thrown from our car anymore. We really get told. Of course, the fathers are in this, too. I have this report from one in Ohio, and here's what he says. The other day, just as we started on a drive, I saw my youngster run to the car and try to remove the ashtray. I asked him what he was doing, and he told me that if I was going to use that ashtray, he was going to make sure that it was clean so there would be enough room to put cigarettes. He told me he didn't want me to have to empty it on the road and possibly start a fire with the hot ashes. And here's a case, friends, where a whole school of children have pledged their support to Smokey. They wanted Smokey to visit them. They said they were Smokey's friends and helpers. As they put it, they wanted to feel a bear like Smokey. You see, friends, they are youngsters who are blind. And isn't there a wonderful lesson in all of this for us grown-ups? Looks like with the children showing us the way, we ought to pitch in and help them help Smokey do his job of preventing forests and woods fires.
You know, Billy, we've had a lot of requests from the good people listening to these forest fire prevention shows to do Smokey the Bear all the way through, and that's just what we're going to do right now. We'd like every one of Smokey's Junior Forest Rangers and their moms and dads, too, to know that we're doing this especially for them.
Golly, that's fine, fellas. Let's hear it.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.
With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware,
'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
Why, I can find a fire before it starts to flame.
Ooh, that's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.
Yeah, that's why they call me Smokey, and that's how I got my name.
You can take a tip from Smokey, that there's nothing like a tree, 'cause they're good for kids to climb in, and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you, and you'll find it's not a joke
to see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
Why, I can find a fire before it starts to flame.
Ooh, that's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.
Yeah, that's why they call me Smokey, and that's how I got my name.
You can camp upon his doorstep, and he'll make you feel at home. You can run and hunt and ramble anywhere you care to roam. He will let you take his honey and pretend he's not so smart. But don't you harm the trees, for he's a ranger in his heart. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
Why, I can find a fire before it starts to flame.
That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.
Yeah, that's why they call me Smokey, and that's how I got my name.
If you've ever seen the forest when a fire is running wild, and you love the things within it like a mother loves her child, then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through.
Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
Why, I can find a fire before it starts to flame.
That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.
Yeah, that's why they call me Smokey, and that's how I got my name.
And here he is, coming up the trail now, big as life, Smokey Bear, with a special message for just about everybody, big and little alike.
Hello there, folks. I guess I'm just about the luckiest bear that ever lived. Of course, I'm thinking about all the friends I've got and my wonderful helpers, the junior forest rangers, with their mothers and dads pitching in, too. I know the junior forest rangers are going to help me put an end to these stupid and unnecessary forest, woods, and range fires some fine day. That's what it's going to take. Every one of us working together to stop forest fires before they get started by being careful all the time. You've got to remember always that only you can prevent forest fires. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us in these little outdoor get-togethers under the old pine tree. You know, it's been your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that have made these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until some fine day when we may say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, so long for a while from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and from those wonderful fellas who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. Can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.